What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
On Friday, October 4th, 1957, the Soviets launched Sputnik 1, the world's first artificial satellite.
Today, a new moon is in the sky, a 23-inch metal sphere placed in orbit by a Russian rocket, one of the great scientific feats of the age.
Sputnik was a monumental achievement for the Soviet space program, and a devastating setback for the U.S. 3 weeks later, Soviet dominance was tested yet again, this time on the basketball court. A team of American women faced off against a formidable Russian team at the World Championship of Women's Basketball. The Soviets were once the biggest power in the game, but the Americans had a secret weapon, the Michael Jordan of women's basketball. This is how one of Nira White's teammates described her after her death in 2017.
I would say that she was one of the greatest that's ever played the game. Even the Russians thought that. She had the strength, the speed, and very smart.
While Sputnik orbited the Earth above, 21-year-old Nira White soared above the Russians trying to guard her on the court. The 6'1" former farmhand from Tennessee was a force of nature.
Nira could dunk the ball, but she was not allowed to do it in the game. And we would get to practice early, and that's when she'd dunk the ball. She'd show the rest of us that she could dunk.
Thanks to Nira White, named the tournament's outstanding player, the Americans beat the Russians in the 1957 final. They became world champions and reclaimed the mantle of Cold War dominance, at least for a brief moment. The following week, the Soviets launched Sputnik 2 with a famous passenger aboard.
Two things are astonishing about Sputnik II. Its weight, more than half a ton, and its live passenger, a dog. Without knowing it, Laika is telling man whether, in the years to come, it will be safe for him to follow her.
Laika, the Russian Husky, became a household name, but Nira White's Cold War dominance is largely forgotten. In this special episode of The Thread, we hear about the remarkable talent and tenacity of Nira White, perhaps the greatest woman ever to play the game of basketball, and someone who also deserves to be a household name today. Welcome to The Thread, a podcast where we unravel the stories behind some of the most important lives and events in history. I'm Sean Braswell. This past season of The Thread, we trace the origin of the 99ers, the U.S. national team whose triumph in the 1999 World Cup launched women's soccer into the stratosphere. Along the way, we learned about some of the unheralded athletes and civil rights activists that made the 99ers' victory possible. We are hard at work on season 6 of The Thread, but in the meantime, we wanted to share with you a series of bonus episodes that continue with the theme of unsung figures from history, including the worlds of sports and civil rights. We start with basketball star Nira White, a female athlete whose story illustrates just how far women's sports have come in the past half century. An athlete that is not just great, but truly dominant is a rare thing. Someone like Michael Jordan or Babe Ruth or Martina Navratilova, they don't just become Hall of Famers in their respective sports. They become icons. Remember this Michael Jordan Gatorade ad from 1992? But when it comes to women's basketball, there's a Hall of Famer who is widely considered the greatest in her sport, but who most sports fans had never even heard of, Nira White. Long before Cheryl Swoops or Cheryl Miller held sway on a basketball court, White dominated women's basketball during the 1950s and 60s. She could run faster and jump higher than everyone else on the court. She is believed to have been among the first, man or woman, to develop a jump shot and a finger roll layup. And not only could she dunk a basketball, but her teammates also claimed that she could take off from the free throw line and lay the ball into the basket, not unlike Michael Jordan or Julius Erving did in the men's game decades later. She also had the swagger of a superstar. White once mused, "Did I have game? You know that move that Michael Jordan made on the Lakers, switching the ball from one hand to the other?" Jordan goes up as if he's going to do a one-handed slam dunk from the right side of the basketball goal. He then switches hands and lays the ball up with his left hand from the left side of the rim.
Oh, a spectacular move by Michael Jordan!
But Nira White had seen that sort of thing before. And as she put it, "I was doing that in the 1950s. The game of basketball played by women in Nira White's era was quite different from the one played by men. Each team had six players on the court, two stationary guards, two stationary forwards, and two rovers. Players were limited to a two-bounce dribble. White also played before Title IX, the law passed in 1972 that banned sex discrimination in American education. As we witnessed in Season 5 of The Thread, Title IX remade the landscape of women's athletics, opening the doors of opportunity to millions of female athletes. Those doors were not open in the same way for White and her contemporaries. Nira White was born in 1935 and raised on a farm near Lafayette, Kentucky, a town of less than 2,000 people. She was the oldest of seven children, and the biggest. This is from an interview with Mike Organ of the Tennessean newspaper, who visited White before her death in 2017.
She often told me when we interviewed that she worked so hard on the basketball floor because she had worked so hard in the cotton field and corn field and milking cows and working behind a team of mules and doing that kind of thing. You grew up in rural Tennessee learning to work to sustain your family.
White was a natural athlete who honed her basketball skills dribbling around cow manure and lifting feed sacks. She dominated in high school and was recruited by Nashville Business College, a state basketball powerhouse. On the court, White carried an intense competitiveness beneath an expressionless face. She once said, "I don't like to lose, so I go all out every game to prevent it." And White did not do much losing. From 1955 to 1969, White's Nashville team won 91 of 92 consecutive games. And she was not just a Soviet slayer. She led Nashville to 10 national championships and was named an All-American 15 years in a row. White was quick and strong. She was a canny ball handler and passer. The 6'1 forward could drive to the basket, soar for rebounds, and had a deadly accurate 25-foot set shot. Off the court, White and her teammates struggled to make ends meet, but they were a tightly bonded group. When an unwed teammate gave birth to a second child that she could not afford, White, who had no children of her own, adopted the boy and raised her as her own. Life after basketball was also challenging. White returned to raising cattle and growing tobacco on the family farm. In her later years, she was shy and somewhat reclusive, and she did not look back that fondly on her impressive basketball career. As she told one sports reporter in a rare interview, "What did it get me? Two worn-out knees? All for nothing. Dusty trophies." But when it came to her friends and neighbors in Lafayette, White was open and generous.
But she had a strength, the inner strength about her that was genuine and real.
This is family friend Dean Searcy speaking at White's memorial service in 2017. When he and his wife were just starting off in their first home, they got help from a neighbor with a pair of gifted hands.
She wouldn't take one penny to paint my entire house twice. She was 60-year-old. Her knees hurt her. She had a thousand things she needed to be doing. She stayed there every day and worked her heart out till we got that house painted. She knew we was young and we were trying to start out and we didn't have no money, and she wanted to make it as easy on her neighbor as she possibly could.
Imagine Michael Jordan painting your house for free. Neera White would eventually earn far more than just dusty trophies. She was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1992 and crowned by the Sporting News as the dominant women's basketball player of her era. And she was never forgotten by those who played alongside her or against her. Reporter Mike Oregon.
The thing that I think they most say about Neera is she wasn't just a great player in her era. She would have been the same caliber player today that she was then.
Sue Gunter, a teammate of White's and one of the game's greatest coaches, once observed, Neera White is the best of them all. She is the greatest of all time. She could do things on the court that I thought were impossible. The Thread is written and hosted by me, Sean Braswell. It was produced by Robert Kulos and Shannon Williamson. Evan Roberts edited our show, and it was mixed and mastered by Matt Tamarillo. To learn more about The Thread, visit Aussie.com/The Thread, all one word, and make sure to subscribe to The Thread on Apple Podcasts, follow us on iHeartRadio, or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.